keep an eye up there.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Are we all set?
Yep.
All right, let's call the Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting to order on October 12th. Everybody receive the agenda? Are there any changes? No? Motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Okay.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And summary notes. Did you get a chance to take a look at those?
Yep.
Were there any questions or changes?
They're good to me.
So, motion and second to approve the summary notes?
I move it.
Okay.
Second.
Great.
Aye.
All right, I don't see any community members with comments?
Nope.
Okay. So, Ken, thank you for being here. As your tenure begins to wind down, do you want to give us an update on leader transitions?
Yeah, sure. So Megan Big John is our new Parks and Rec Director, who will be here Monday at 8 a.m. I will be on site with her next week. Then from there, maybe a day the week after, we'll see. And then I will be working with her remotely for a while to make sure that she gets caught up on projects that are happening and things that we're doing. Rec Center, we have an SDC update, and you know, the non-motorized boat projects and all those things, get her up to date and you know, start going through budgets and all the fun stuff of getting her up to speed. So
right.
I'll probably be working part-time in some fashion through November remotely. I won't have a title. I won't have a phone number. I mean, I have a cell phone, but when I get evicted tomorrow at the end of the day. So I may be here remotely or something for the Parks Board in November. I'll talk to Tara and Megan and see if there's a purpose for me to be here or just let them take over and move on. So
okay.
See what that looks like. Kind of really what our city manager wants and what Megan wants as far as kind of helping out going forward a little bit.
Is there anything that you'd like us to do for her or as you transition with her?
I don't think so. Be nice.
Be nice.
Welcome her.
Like we normally are.
Is she invited tonight or she just technically doesn't start till Monday?
She was invited. She's actually down at in Dallas, Texas, at the National Recreation Park Association National Conference that we don't like to talk about Lake Oswego. They have so much money, they even sent a departing employee to the National Conference, which is great for Westland, right? It's a good opportunity to learn and see things down there. So otherwise, she would have came. It ends today, so sometime,
okay.
I don't know when.
Right?
Yeah, so.
So, well, we look forward to meeting her. And Chris, you were on the interview committee,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell us one thing about Megan that.
Well, you probably know this, but she used to work here at Westland Parks and Rec.
She lives here.
She lived here.
She lives here.
I thought she worked here. Yeah, she worked here years ago, I believe.
No?
No.
She lived here quite a while and been to a lot of our events and things.
Okay.
And involved with our staff.
Okay.
And she was on the state board, ORPA,
yeah.
And
okay.
has interacted with a lot of our staff for 15 years, on and off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Her daughter ran cross country for 1 year.
Oh, did she?
Yep.
I'm signed her kids up for classes.
Okay. All right. Then why don't you give us an update on the Rec Center?
Yeah, so the Rec Center project, we'll just walk through it. So the online questionnaire that was created went out October 2nd. It'll end on the 16th, Monday. As of today, we have about 1,684 responses. We've kind of just little reminders this week. You know, you get a lot at the beginning, then you kind of have that reminder email that goes out. And we worked with a lot of our partners in the community to help us get word out, not only the steering committee, but all of our youth sports, the Westland Rotary, Westland Lions Club, the Westland Chamber, Historic Willamette, just kind of all those organizations we partner with, that membership to help us, you know, push that survey out. So as soon as the 16th's done, our consultants will start to summarize all those outreach findings. We'll be working on demographics and all those things, capital costs. We're going to meet with the steering committee on November 7th. We will meet, well, obviously, we will meet with PRAB and have a presentation for you on the 9th. And we will go to council. We're attempting to think about November, but talking to the city manager, we'll probably look at December to go to city council with kind of that final presentation to let them see, and then they'll decide what's next. Go to phase two, new contract, what does that look like from their perspective at that time?
Great. Any other questions, thoughts, concerns?
I have a question about the response rate for the questionnaire. Is, I know we're doing everything to get it out. Is there any effort, because you're not even at 10% yet? Like, isn't there about 26,000?
There is.
So we're at 1,600.
So yeah. Well, what I can.
Well, except for you're not counting families. I mean,
well, yeah.
Well, what? And I can. What I can tell you is, when we did our Parks and Recreation Master Plan survey it probably went out in 2018. We had almost 2,000 responses, which was one of the highest response rates that MIG has ever had.
So you know what the adult population is, so yeah, we can measure that.
Yeah, I think it's a good number. The downside with surveys are, if it's a big number, people will still say it's not statistically valid. And if you do a statistically valid survey in this community, it's 400 responses. So, I mean, that's kind of where we've been for the 30 years I've been here on surveys. There's criticism kind of on both sides. But I think we're happy with, if we get to 1,800, 1,900, I think that's a good number from the perspective of what it is, I think.
For an unpaid survey where there's no direct in your face, would you please respond to this survey? I think 10% is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of academic researchers pay people to fill out a survey just to get the response rates. So.
Sure.
That's great. Patty, Diana, did you have any comments or questions about the rec center or the survey?
I've seen a lot of people post about it, and I've posted about it. So I've seen a lot of traction in Instagram, and I've seen a lot of traction and interest in on Facebook as well. So I was very pleased to see it pop up so many times.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Diana, how about you?
Yeah, I would say ditto, and just anecdotally in the neighborhood, people have brought it up, and it is, you know, kind of interesting. So I think there's definitely an awareness.
Awesome. Thank you. Anything else? All right. We'll look forward to their presentation next month. Are there any specific items of interest from any of the board members that you wanted to bring up tonight?
Just a quick, there's somebody waiting in the lobby, but I don't know who that is. Just
oh.
A phone number. I don't know.
Could it be Megan?
Could be.
Shall we let them in?
I don't know what the policy is. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a public meeting, so we should let them in.
Yeah. But they went away, so yeah.
Oh, it just dropped.
Oh. Okay. I guess we'll see if they come back.
Thank you for
noticing. I wasn't sure if it was Diana's phone number.
There?
Yeah, they're waiting in the lobby. So they were just virtual, so they would have had to get the link somehow.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I didn't have anybody reach out, so.
All right.
So they can't get the link off the website. They would have to have it sent by you, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or someone on the board.
Or someone shared it.
Yeah, someone shared it, yeah.
Okay.
Could have been a wrong number, a wrong link. Yeah.
It's one of those, I don't want to sell my house.
AI. Not coming in, okay.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye, I guess.
So, were there any items of interest that you are coming here tonight with from anybody? Good, bad, ugly, questioning?
I have one, but I don't know. Is this just, you're talking about general or specifically related to the rec center?
No, this is items of interest from board members.
Anything.
I just wanted to mention, I had spoken to briefly, Mike Perkins about the trees, the western reds and some of the other cedars along the path that separates Cascade Summit from Wild Rose on that path. And I know a lot of people who pay attention to the trees know that there's something going on with the cedars, and there have been. I think even some of the pines have some issues, but we had the neighbors on Wild Rose mentioned to us, they're afraid the darn trees are going to die and fall on their house, which obviously that's a legitimate concern. And we would be concerned too. But I did have Bartlett Tree, because they do plant health maintenance in our yard, ask them to check into it. And they said all over the state, there's issues with trees, and they don't know if it's drought. They don't know if it's Phytophthora. They did a soil test and a root test, and they did find Phytophthora. So trying to get more information and find out what they can do. And Mike Perkins said, I'd be curious, let me know what they recommend. But I just didn't know, since those trees are on that city property, if there's something the arborist check into, or the new director when they get here and are, you know, I mean, obviously it's not a huge priority among a million other things, but you also don't want to lose 10 or 15 cedars. So just something to make sure everybody's aware that there are some sick trees along that path, and that might be worth somebody checking them out. And I'm happy to let Mike or the arborist or somebody else know what we find out from Bartlett definitively.
Okay. I thought I heard you let Mike know, or we have not let Mike know yet.
I let Mike know initially. I know he's no longer the official city arborist, but I know he is an arborist and he knows a lot about it.
Yeah.
So that's why I mentioned to him, because I happen to have his contact and I just reached out besides meeting. But I don't know if I should do anything more formally to make sure that somebody from the city knows, and I just thought I would bring it up here.
So we'll reach out to Mike and make sure, and then if you hear anything else from Bartlett, that'd be great.
Okay.
If they find some, there's a lot of things happening with trees, not necessarily cedars, but other trees around the state.
I know. Are you, I mean, we're looking around and seeing a lot of unusual stress, or uncommon stress, I guess. The one thing he said just when he was out is that they really like to be protected on the floor, you know, the dirt and areas surrounding their trunk with just bark chips from other trees, like stump grinding and things. So he did mention if the city had any extra stump grinding matter, organic matter hanging around, that would be an easy thing that would help them weather the storm and the ice and then the heat next summer, and that it has also nutritional and microbial benefits to it. So I don't know if that's something that could be considered, and I don't know how easy that would be for the parks to do that.
Okay.
That's great information, Diana. Thank you.
So I'll let you know. Okay. So maybe I can just email Mike, and sure. Should I see you or something about what I find out?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Once they come back, okay. And do you want me to CC the PRAB or no? You got everybody?
You certainly could. You certainly could for informational purposes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll make sure it gets addressed.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Welcome, Scott. Are you in? Can you turn on your video? Nope. Okay.
On the tree, you know,
something you said.
Five trees. Yeah. Three of them are gone. Yeah, they're all. They start from the trunk. Like see, like the trunk gets dark, and then they're dead for like an inch and then a foot.
The ones that got planted last winter or fall.
They all are dying from the inside out. Blown up.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Scott Irwin.
Oh, hi, Scott. How are you? Welcome.
Great. I'm at my daughter's kind of birthday party thing, so I'm just going to stay audio and probably not talk too much.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. All right. Any other items of interest? I've been out and about with different groups, and every single person I've spoken with has had nothing but good things to say about what's going on with the sports and the events and pumpkins. And it just, it feels so good to have the positivity and, you know, walk through a park and people say, hey, this is great. So, you know, I know that complaints rise to the surface, but I've had nothing but positive stuff from the people I've been talking to. So
that's great.
Yay. Always want to pass that along. So let's talk about updates with events and record, talking about pumpkins.
I know. Yeah. So our boo walkthrough, it starts tomorrow night. So tomorrow and Saturday night down at Mary Sands Park. We did have 300 pumpkins donated out there out in the lobby. Just a huge turnout. I think they were like over like 200 came and went Monday. And then the rest were gone by Tuesday, you know,
it's great.
First thing afternoon. So that was great. So we got all 300 out. So they're trying to wrangle them back in and have them all delivered back down to the park starting yesterday and then today and then tomorrow. So then we'll display them out in the path. So it's going to be great. So we've got about 78 right now pre-registered for tomorrow night and 62 for Saturday night. So that's pretty good. Good start. Maybe we'll check in the weather. And there's no school. So we were like, ooh, no school for 3 days for some of the elementary and then middle school. And then, of course, everybody tomorrow, but that's okay. That will be great. We did start our ambassador program. So we'll have a coronation next July. Those applications are out. Alyssa and the current and ambassadors went out to AC Creek yesterday just to get the information out, and hopefully we get some applications in. They'll go to Rosemont. They're putting together a video, so they'll send that out to the schools too to hopefully get a good turnout. And those are due November 9th this year, so a lot earlier. So we want the ambassadors to be involved in the winter events, like the tree lighting, the parade, maybe the polar plunge, you know, just to get them involved in more events. So from July, it's like, oh, and they're kind of out of school, summer, it's hard. So we want to give them more opportunities to be involved in that. We've got our tree lighting coming up, parade. We did decide to do a nighttime parade this year, so that will be new for us.
Okay.
We're just going to go for it. We talked to all of our little partners, police, TVSNR, you know, the real major ones. So, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do the ugly sweater run right before. Hopefully do the parade route because it'll be closed and then have the nighttime parade at 5. We'll see how that goes.
That's great.
I know. December 9th. Yeah. Okay. So the tree lighting will be December 1st, Friday here at City Hall, and the following Saturday is the parade down in Willamette. So yeah, so it'll be, we're excited. It's going to be new and logistically a little bit more challenging, but we need it.
You have a new roundabout to go through.
I know. That's a challenge on the radio for us. So we're like, oh,
the good thing is they can drive right up the top of it.
Well, yeah, they can.
Yeah. Yeah, lady in front of me today did that.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
She was like,
yeah, wait, where are we going?
With colors.
Yeah. Yeah, polar plunge. So, yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, for recreation side, our programs, mini hoopers, basketballs, full. Huge wait list.
Really?
Parents calling, oh, how can we get them on? You know, we're just short on gym. So we just let them know.
It's facility.
It's strength. Yes. So we are promoting the survey.
We are hoping to get a rec center.
You know, just, you know. Yeah. So
this is for fall that you're full or winter?
Yes. The fall. Yeah. It starts in winter.
November.
November, but kind of okay. Fall, winter. Yeah.
Yeah.
But registration started in September and
fall.
So, yeah. A long waiting list. And we do kindergarten through second, so.
So that's just K-2?
Yep.
Yeah.
And kindergarten's co-ed. So we're, yeah.
Even, I mean, everybody, rec basketball is limiting numbers more so this year. I mean, they've just grown so much.
Yeah.
And there's just not enough space for everybody that wants to play. I mean, with everything else that happens, high school, intramurals, all of the winter sports.
Hey, yeah. Let's put a gymnasium in the rec center.
I know, right?
Should we do that?
Okay. Yeah, let's.
Both rec centers have a gymnasium.
I know. We've got game scheduled, yeah, 8 a.m. to like 8 p.m. So it's like really all day long, all day.
So, okay.
So it's good and not so good, you know? It's hard to get all the kids involved in that.
Anything else on events and rec?
I don't have any more notes. I think that's about it.
Who's in charge of the lights in Willamette?
That falls under Public Works.
Public Works.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's a, I think it's one of those great visionary ideas.
That nobody owns.
Well, no, it's all computerized and things, and I know that I heard this week, you know, they're trying to get them for Halloween and something went wrong. I mean, it's just, like I said, I think it's a great visionary idea that sometimes has some technical difficulties, unfortunately, because it can play music. It, you know, I mean, as you know, that those trees can be all different color lights or something. I don't have any idea how it works. I just know that.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
when it works the way it's supposed to.
It's complicated.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I think they wish you just plugged it in like the old days.
That'd be nice.
I don't blame
them. Yeah, unfortunately, but yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the board? All right, Ken, how about the department and project update?
Well, department, we are still fully staffed, which is a huge thing these days. We made it through the summer and, you know, the past year and have a great staff. And they've all been here well over a year now. So that's really helped our park maintenance department specifically. You know, this is the first summer they actually worked together. It's from the start of summer and had some under their belt. So I think that really helped some of our maintenance practices, and they could, you know, do things a little differently with those two extra employees, you know, which is about almost a 20% increase. So that was a big deal. Our rec staff are all stable right now. They're doing a great job. They're also getting a lot of sponsorship for the Boo event, and our community still wants to be involved as sponsors, which helps us clearly financially. We probably might not be able to do everything we do without those sponsors. From the project standpoint, project at Maddox Woods, which we've been working on for about 5 years, which is really has came down to paver, driveway, and parking. Originally, the ladies, the friends at Maddox, they were going to have a boat barn and all kinds of things from Virgil Maddox, you know, historic boat building there. And we've kind of went to placards and things instead of a structure. Putting a structure that close to the river is just very expensive with all the things you have to go through. That is getting ready to be submitted probably early next week for design review with our planning department. And it'll get kicked out, you know, in a couple months, being ready to go out to bid and hopefully be built. The Willamette non-motorized boat project is moving forward. This week, if you went down there, you might have saw some markings on different things as they're starting to do boring, and some of the cultural studies and the arborists are working up, you know, just kind of all those studies that are going on. That project will continue. It's got a long ways to go, and that'll, you know, start to get it to a 30% design. So that at that point we can, or the city can apply to for a grant program with the Oregon State Marine Board, who already has an interest in a fully accessible non-motorized boat facility. It'd be one of the only ones in the state that's fully accessible. We're working on our Free Street Tree program year two. So we'll probably in the next 4 months, they'll be purchasing and planting. Last year we planted 308 trees at 158 addresses through the Free Street Tree program. They're also working on the new street trees for new developed areas right now, making sure we purchase all those, get those planted. Historic City Hall went out to bid, started to be published today, the renovation of Historic City Hall down in, by the Arch Bridge. Roughly $1.9 to $2 million project we anticipate. So that'll be happening, award the bid in November, hopefully, and then get that project started. That's one of our bigger GoBond projects. And our park staff has been doing a great job as they kind of roll out of summer, turning irrigation off, not mowing quite as much. You know, they're starting to look at, we've got bike racks in. We're going to start putting more bike racks in our parks as electric bikes are going to change our community. If you haven't seen, we are a biking community now, at least for some of the younger population around Safeway, but with electric bikes, the hills aren't a big deal anymore. So, you know, we want to make sure they have bike racks in our parks. They've replaced some of our bridges and are just starting to kind of move into winter where so much isn't just landscape maintenance, and they can start to work on some of those projects that we can accomplish during the winter.
Great.
I think that's about it, unless someone else can think of something else.
I forget, regarding City Hall, is there already a plan, or is this project going to scope out plan for the, or ideas for the building, or
No, so it's going out to bid to be built. So this is a project that, you know, has been in the works since about 2016, 17, mm-hmm. prior to the bond measure passing in 18. You know, originally there was some conversation and negotiations kind of with Clackamas County and kind of who was going to be in there, and the bond measure passed, and you know, then there was negotiations. One partner fell off and a couple came back in. You know, and then the city made a decision maybe in 20 that they were going to fund the whole project, because originally the bond measure called for a little less money going there. I think it was 400,000, then 1.2 million, and now it's up to about, we think, about 1.9 million for the project. So it's fully designed.
Okay.
It's been going on. They've worked out a lease with Willamette Paper for the parking lot, because we actually, as a city, only own the footprint of the building. That's it. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of moving parts to work with Willamette Paper and keep them up. You know, they want to be operational, and sure. How do we? So it'll actually, this is a construction bid that,
okay.
Like I say, it's been, architects have been working on it for a couple of years with city staff and the groups are going to be in there.
Do we have any updates at all about access along the Willamette River Trail from Park?
We don't.
Downriver?
You know, there's starting to be some communication I'm having with the Willamette Falls Foundation, who want to have the trail come up from, mm-hmm. you know, from down there. And we want the trail, we've kind of always tried to focus on the trail go down. Which,
right.
You know, so I'm sharing information of what we've done, surveys and different things, but you know, the dilemma we ran into, boy, almost a year ago with the mill was, you know, the mill has tenant rights on that mm-hmm. the second pond, right? And they were just not ready at that time to have any conversations about, you know, a trail going through.
Right.
And the property right above that, as you know, is now in private ownership. So that's the complications of it. We don't own a piece of land. That's when we tried to survey up by Willamette Falls Drive,
mm-hmm.
and you know, but those banks are just too steep with mm-hmm. elevated pathways of some type. It would have been a funding nightmare for us.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, I would love to say there's some great movement, but it's still still money set aside in the bond to work on that as the process would move forward. Hopefully,
can you point on the photo there, you said the second pond, yeah. That's the upstream pond?
Yes. So our current trail goes to right here.
Right, right. Yeah.
This is, you know, there's a couple little pieces kind of, but this is the 35 acres. It's basically in private ownership.
Right, okay.
Then this is the pond that is, Willamette Paper leases this whole area.
Right, okay.
So that's, you know, and they, like I say, they have tenant rights and things, and that's,
yeah.
Where, you know, not only do we work with Willamette Paper, but they have had the long-term lease there. So, you know, that's where this is the second complicated piece, okay. Yeah, where it gets complicated, right.
But the idea is to put the trail on the river side of that larger pond.
That's been the idea. That's always been the idea, yeah. That, you know, as they had some 2015 and 16, they were concerned about, you know, the dike and people being there and liability.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that went away when about 2018, when
this section of trail opened, you know, they were a little more ready to do something. And then, you know, the if you recall, the mill went into, you know, name change, all the kind of bankruptcy, everything that happened there kind of threw everything in a tizzy for a couple of years. Now they just weren't ready to have conversations.
Yeah.
When we tried to talk to them again, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, things down here are moving. The city, you know, has their consultant on board now for the waterfront area down there. You know, the locks are being, you know,
transferred.
Going to be repaired and transferred. And, you know, so there are things happening downriver, which will hopefully help kind of everything move forward eventually, you know, because there's kind of those three pockets of riverfront that the city would like to certainly improve.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great. Any other questions on any of the projects going on? Okay. Thank you, Ken. Can't even imagine these meetings without you. I bet you can. Scott, I don't know if you're listening in right now, but are there any items of interest or feedback from City Council? Or do you know of any?
No, I'm not listening.
I don't.
He just unmuted, so maybe.
Well, that wasn't me. I'd say the one thing.
Scott, we if you're trying to share, we're having a really hard time hearing you.
Okay. Everything's good.
Is there a chat?
Thank you.
Is there a chat function?
I don't
Scott,
have
I'm
chat.
So sorry, but we have a very poor connection with you, and we can't hear what you
right
have to
over
say.
There. I think the little bubble.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But if he's on the phone, it might be.
If you want to add it to the chat, we'd be happy to take a look.
I think I'm all good. I just wanted to listen in. Thank you all.
Okay.
Thanks, Josh.
Great. Great report. So this is probably the shortest meeting I think we've ever had. Pretty amazing. Our next meeting is November 10th, and one of the things that we had talked about in October. Am I looking at the wrong one?
November 9th, yeah.
Yeah, Thursday.
Got it. November 9th. Suggestions for new board selection, McLean House future, year in review reflections, and of course, we'll be introduced to Megan Bigjohn. Do we still want the McLean House update on our agenda? Because we had said if we are going to have that, if we can go down and visit McLean House between now and then.
Yeah.
Is it?
We're also going to have a recreational center update.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be the rest.
That's going to take a big. Yeah.
I push McLean out.
Yeah, we might push it out a month for sure. Cause,
okay. Great. All right. So that's our next meeting. And if you haven't done the rec center survey, please do. Please send it forward. And unless there's anything else anybody has to share, no? Then the meeting's adjourned.
Wow.
It's 35 minutes. It's
the
record.
My goodness. That's like when John's in charge.
John's in the too.
Well,
you
I mean,
close.
I mean, the whole,
right,
the bottom line is.
Bye.
The bottom line is, we don't have a group of people to complain about. I mean,
things are going well. Yeah.